Welcome to Manufacturing Talk Radio, your source for breaking news, business trends, and economic forecasts here and abroad that impact one-third of America's economy. And now your hosts, Lou Weiss and Tim Grady.
Welcome, everyone, to Manufacturing Talk Radio. We're glad to be back with you again. We've got a very interesting show. Two guests today on the show. We have Travis Walker of the Carlyle Group. We have Aaron Sheeting of Lifecycle Biotechnologies. These are two very interesting companies that serve the manufacturing industry. One is a manufacturer, that's Lifecycle Biotechnologies. They do some amazing stuff that is used in the medical field, so you'll really be interested to hear that interview. And the Carlyle Group helps people that you can't find, helps people find people that you can't find. It's a search firm that does just a terrific job in looking at for very unique people at plant level, executive roles, VPs for manufacturing. That's your specialty. So, again, stay tuned as we go through these two interviews. And I want to chat with my co-host for a bit here, Lou. How are you doing today up in lovely New Jersey?
Wonderful, wonderful. We had two great days of rain. It's real sleep-in weather. It was great. Loved it. And I'm about ready to leave sometime soon and continue my nap soap from over the weekend. Anyway, moving right along, our postscript for our last week's show, as many of you had listened to, but let me tell you what we talked about. We had our global show featuring Chad Moutre from the National Association of Manufacturers. He's their chief economist. We had Roy Spoh, our senior international reporting correspondent, who is a Brit, lives in France, and talks about all of Europe. Interesting stuff. Chung Wang, reporting from Shanghai, China. And Norbert Orr from Strategis with the PMI Global Report. So we had a lot of interesting stuff last week. And moving on for next week, we have Tim Fiore, who's the new chair of the Institute of Supply Management Business Survey Committee, and the new PMI number will be coming out for July. I'm putting my bets in on that number, by the way, and you can all get back to me if I was right or wrong. I think the number might have slipped. We'll find out. Dr. Chris Keel, FMA economist and the Armada Corporate Intelligence, to discuss the Credit Managers Index report. The report sometimes is not as funny or as interesting as Dr. Chris Keel is, because he is also our humorist. Great sense of humor. He's almost like a Lewis Black with a lot less dirty words. So that's the show for next week. Tim, I've heard a lot of things from a lot of our listeners and some people that we've talked to, we've interviewed. And one of the things that I find is absent from the knowledge base of a lot of people who are in the manufacturing world is that they don't have a lot of the facts. They hear a lot of stuff from this agency, that agency, this government, this union, and so on and so forth. Anyway, I collected a bunch of data that I just want to run down a list. I don't know how many I'm going to do here. I got about 20 or 25, but I don't want to bore you all. So I'm just going to give you some facts. Bullet, $2.18 trillion to the U.S. economy. That's what manufacturing contributes here in the United States. For every dollar spent in manufacturing, $1.81 is it added to our economy. That sounds pretty good. This is actually the highest number that we've had in our economic sector in quite some time. Manufacturing in the United States, there's 251 firms in the direct manufacturing sector. Only 3,800 of them are considered large corporations, which is kind of interesting. That's 500 employees or more. We have 12.3 million manufacturing workers in the United States, which accounts for about 9% of our workforce. That being said, the 12.3, that's the hardcore manufacturing number. That's not the upstream or downstream number. It could be as much as 25 or 30 million people. We did add 800,000 workers since the Great Recession, and it was great, maybe still even going on to some degree. Insurance and benefits. 92% of manufacturing employees are eligible for health insurance in 2015 and 2016. That's quite a number considering we're making such a hoo-ha about our health care program here in the U.S. And we had an interesting, there is an interesting number that nearly 3.5 million manufacturing jobs will be needed over the next 10 years, and 2 million of them are expected to go unfulfilled, causing continued stress regarding the skills gap. However, this number, they do not necessarily take into account that new technologies over these next 10 years may actually wind up filling the void by not requiring as many people in mainstream manufacturing and actually hire more people into newer technologies. Matter of fact, one of our guests today is one of those new technologies, the automated industrial trucks and forklift trucks and so on that are autonomous, and it's a growing business. So you'll need less people. You can even have, I think they call it, lights out. Jim, help me out here. Lights out operation.
Yeah, something like that, right?
Yeah, lights out operation. Might not even need bathrooms, I understand. Going just a little bit further, and this one I found to be extremely interesting, and it's just what I was talking about, and that's 3/4 of the private sector represents the bulk of the research and development in this country. And that's pretty interesting that so many people are involved in the R&D. And that's what keeps us moving forward and keeps us a great country. I've got about 10 or 15 more of these, but I'm going to spare you. Over the period of time, I'll be talking about more of these numbers in the future, either corrected, hopefully upward, and we'll talk more about it. Tim?
And now let's go to our guests. And that completes the intro.
Okay.
Extra, you usually start that off, Lou, but by saying, oh, that was a great show.
Yeah, okay. And I'm going to refer back to, again, next week's show. Okay, so here we go. Great show, Tim. Travis Walker from the Carlyle Group really gave us some very good insight into recruiting for upper C-suite class individuals. And Aaron Sheaving from Lifecycle Biotechnology, which we haven't done a whole lot in the chemical side of manufacturing, but I think that it was really a fine representation of what's going on in that part of the world. Next week's show, we have Tim Fiore, the new chairman of the Institute of Supply Management Business Survey Committee, who's going to be coming out with the PMI number. And I'm going to say it again. I said it at the beginning of the show. I think July's number is going to be lower than June's. Dr. Chris Keel, our humorist and FMA economist and Armada Corporate Intelligence representative, to discuss the Credit Managers Report Index. Let's see what they're talking about in the collections department. Tim?
Thanks, Lou. Yeah, it was very interesting information, and we knew it would be. We'd like everybody to listen to this show or any of our previous shows at mfgtalkradio.com. We appreciate you tuning in or visiting our website, and we'll be back on the air with you next Tuesday. Thank you for listening to Manufacturing Talk Radio. And I'm going to have Craig put in the show closer. I thought he was there to punch the button.
No, he left.
Oh, okay. Well, he'll add that little piece of music for 12 seconds.
Yeah, but you better tell him because he won't know.
Okay.
All righty.
Well, he'll listen to this recording.
Well, you don't know that.
Shoot him an email.
I'm sure he will. Okie doke. We'll talk.
All right, Lou. I think that wraps it up.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.